following are the public messages that were given to Heaven's Messenger Maureen Sweeney Kyle from Maranatha Spring and Shrine, home of Holy Love Ministries, from Friday, January 21st, through Friday, January 28th, 2022. January 21st, 2022, the Feast of Mary, Protectress of the Faith, 36th anniversary. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Behold, one season passes into another. Change is inevitable, and yet all things remain the same. I sent the Holy Mother to earth decades ago under the title Protectress of the Faith. The powers that be in the Church did not bend in order to approve this title. They deemed it unnecessary. So here we are, years later. The Holy Mother was not given the right to protect the faith. Instead, Satan moved freely in and amongst Church circles, seemingly unrecognized, doing his damage through doubts and innuendos. Slander follows slander, but I have embraced those who persevere. Today, I urge you in your hearts to ask the Holy Mother to protect your faith. You do not need any approval to do that. She will come at your bidding to ward off doubts and confusion and to bring you deeper into the faith. This is what everyone needs during these times." A note is given to read Psalm 5, 11 through 12. "But let all who take refuge in you rejoice. Let them ever sing for joy. And do defend them, that those who love your name may exult in you. For you bless the righteous, O Lord. You cover him with favor as with a shield." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. January 22nd, 2022, the National Sanctity of Human Life Day. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, today I invite you to persevere in the face of adversity. The world discounts religion as unnecessary and even superstitious. But I invite you to remember that in Noah's day it was much the same. In those days, all that mattered was the tangible, material aspect of life. Isn't that how it is today? When people count their blessings, they do not count their relationship with me as a treasure on earth. Yet I tell you, that is all that matters in the end. Most people spend their lives trying to amass fortunes that lead to a comfortable existence on earth. In reality, each soul must store up a fortune of graces that will await him in heaven. The best way is to live in holy love, which dictates a life of self-sacrifice. The fortunate soul is the one who lives his life to please others and places himself last. Today's society counts such an attitude as folly. The commandment to love me above all else is not a consideration today. In holy love, you need to place this commandment as your goal in life." A note is given to read Colossians chapter 3, 1 through 4. "If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. January 23rd, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "As you witness the snow falling today, remember that I make no two snowflakes alike. In the same line of thinking, I make no two people alike. Even identical twins are different in my eyes. Then, of course, remember that it is the choices the person makes that differentiate their souls at the time of their judgment. These choices are what counts, not any physical attribute. Clothe your souls in the truth. This is the way to please me. If you live in the truth, you will present your souls in pure beauty at your judgment. Do not allow compromise to come into your heart. The netherworld is filled with souls whose opinions were more important to them than the truth. Be wise in following my commandments, for they are the truth. Every soul is judged according to his obedience to my commandments, his willingness to know them and to love them." A note is given to read 1 John chapter 3, 21 through 22. "Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence before God, and we receive from him whatever we ask, because we keep his commandments and do what pleases him." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. January 24th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Sometimes there is so much spiritual stress in your world that you must make a moment-by-moment decision to follow the path of righteousness and live in holy love. I understand this. The distraction most unrecognized in your moment-to-moment choices is unforgiveness. Oftentimes, the soul thinks he has forgiven all people that influenced his life, when in reality he carries grudges in his heart. These grudges affect his personal holiness, most especially if he does not recognize them. Make the effort to forgive those who bring bad memories to your heart. Ask the Holy Mother for her help. She, after all, had many people to forgive in her life. She is waiting for you to ask. Once you forgive everyone, there is a clear path of grace between your heart and mine. Do not allow bad memories to stand in the way of a deeper relationship with me." A note is given to read Colossians chapter 3, 12 through 15. "Put on then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassion, kindness, lowliness, meekness, and patience, forbearing one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other. As the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. And above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in the one body, and be thankful." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. January 25th, 2022. "Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father." He says, "Children, do not listen to any discouragement in your prayer lives. That is all from Satan. Accept whatever effect your prayers have on people or circumstances in the world, remembering that free will often holds sway over the response to your prayers. When my will is thwarted, I do not abandon you. I am still listening to your prayer petitions. You are on the right track so long as you hold family first and extended family second. If you do this, all else will fall into place. Pay attention as to what or who comes against your priorities in this regard, and act responsibly to come against where your loyalties must be. Persevere in prayer as a family, and your course of action will be made clear. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 5, 15 through 17. Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise, making the most of the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. January 26th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, today I tell you, I am most grieved when those who are devoted to the holy love messages do not live in holy love. They do not treat each other with respect, which comes from a loving heart. They do not practice patience. Some only look for negatives in others. These poor souls always expect their environment to please themselves and do not attempt to be patient with their environment. What most grieves my mournful heart is that they do not see their own faults in an attempt to advance in holy love. I can do nothing more than to refer such as these to the messages which call souls to purification in holy love. In truth, souls need to examine their own conscience daily to discover ways in which they can improve. I am calling souls to live in the truth of holy love." A note is given to read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 13 through 15. "But we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren beloved by the Lord, because God chose you from the beginning to be saved through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth. To this he called you through our gospel, so that you may obtain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brethren, stand firm and hold to the traditions which you were taught by us, either by word of mouth or by letter." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. January 27th, 2022. "Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, Children, when you have a special petition in your heart, pray to the poor souls in purgatory. There is a whole army of souls down there ready to help you. Their prayers are powerful. If you help them, they are especially anxious to help you. These souls cannot help themselves, so they are so thankful for your prayers and sacrifices towards their advancement in the prison of purgatory. The ones who are released by your efforts are so indebted to you and especially full of gratitude. They will be your prayer partners forever. Do not miss any opportunity to help them. they will not miss any opportunity to assist you. These souls are your neighbors as well. A note is given to read Galatians chapter 5, 13 through 14. For you were called to freedom, brethren, only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love be servants of one another. For the whole law is fulfilled in one word: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. January 28th, 2022, the Feast of St. Thomas Aquinas. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Little children, when my will is most difficult for you, recall the life of the Blessed Mother. Her yes to my will meant she would face disgrace. Moreover, she was not able to logically explain what was happening to her. She had to just keep saying yes over and over in her heart. When life is most difficult, imitate the Holy Virgin's resolve to live in my holy and divine will. Her yes affected every generation and opened the gates of heaven to all people. Your yes to my will may seem insignificant to Mary's fiat, but to me it is the same premise of obedience. When you choose me in obedience, I choose you as my instrument of grace." Note is given to read Ephesians chapter 5, 15 through 17. Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise, making the most of the time, because the days are evil. Therefore do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.